What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
As far as we know, those are keywords. As far as we know, nobody interviewing today for the Browns. Nobody in town, nothing Zoom. There's been nothing pushed out there. But a gentleman who may know something different than that joins us right now on the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright hotline. He covers the Browns for the Beacon Journal, does a great job of it. He's Mr. Chris Easterling. Chris, welcome. Jeff Phelps here. Dan Menigan in for Andy. How are you, buddy?
Chris, I think of you as a young offensive mind.
What was that, Dan?
I said, I think of you as a young offensive mind.
Well, you're getting an interview then.
You know of my super technical bowl days.
Well, that means you could get an interview.
Bo Jackson left, Bo Jackson right?
He was unstoppable. It was unbelievable how good that dude was. We would play Tecmo Bowl and no one was allowed to take the Raiders for that reason. Okay. Just too darn good.
Well, him, Lawrence Taylor on the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And then you dropped the quarterback all the way back to the maybe that's where Shadur picked it up. You drop all quarterback all the way back and you let it fly. And you complete deep passes.
Bernie to Webster doing that all the time. I would do that every so often. Yep.
Sounds like a Family Guy episode.
We got to get you playing some Tecmo Bowl. Tecmo Bowl will be right up your alley, Jeff.
Chris, ESPN.
Oh, we were talking about a coaching thing, Jay.
Yeah, well, we were thinking about it. ESPN, USA Today, both predicting this morning that the Browns hire Mike McDaniel. Your thoughts about that? Would you like that move?
It would be interesting. I would say that. If you remember the week, I think it was the week of the finale, that there was some smoke about Mike McDaniel and interest from the Browns in Mike even before they had played the last game of the season. So it would make sense. I don't know if I would be opposed to it. I'd be curious to know what Mike learned from the Miami experience more than anything else, because that's the big thing with any of these guys who have, even John Harbaugh, is, you know, once you get fired, you know, you go to that second job, what did you learn from the first job? And, you know, what you know, what did he feel like he didn't do well in Miami? Because brilliant offensive mind. Nobody's going to dispute the X's and O's. It's just, you know, how could he make himself be, there's so much more to being a head coach in the NFL than just X's and O's. So I think that's the thing more than anything else I'm intrigued about finding out if it is, you know, Mike McDaniel.
Chris, do you think they want someone with head coaching experience, or do they want someone who is really young and unproven that they can kind of groom the way they want?
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I would hope they just want the right guy. You know, and, you know, which means I guess only they really know. You know, Andrew gave, a bunch of answers about a week ago. And, you know, he was asked about the head coaching experience. And he said, yeah, I mean, that would be nice, but, you know, not necessarily, you know, imperative. And, you know, I think what I like most just in general about the list of guys that they have reached out to is it's a wide swath of people, a wide swath of, from the guys like Jim Schwartz, and, you know, we assume they'll get John Harbaugh, get an audience with John Harbaugh, to guys like Grant Udinski and Nate Shielhouse. And Dan Pitcher and those guys. So, you know, I think they have the time to do the due diligence, because I don't think you want to pigeonhole yourself into, well, this is exactly who, you know, this is the guy. You know, listen to what, you know, talk to these people, fight, you know, and maybe, you know, there's a fine line between due diligence and trying to just be the smartest guy in the room. And I think I'm curious to see, you know, just, you know, how they, you know, how they thread that needle and how they, you know, who they ultimately come out with and who they bring back. I think that's the more important thing. Who do they bring back for second interviews? Because I think that'll tell you a lot more about what direction, about what they're thinking about who, what kind of coach they want for the position.
Chris Easterling joining us, covers the Browns for the Beacon Journal. You can follow Chris on X at C Easterling, ABJ. C Easterling, EASTERLING, ABJ. Am I connecting too many dots here? The Ravens have requested an interview with Jim Schwartz for their head coaching job. After already talking to Kevin Stefanski and ESPN and USA Today predicting Kevin will be the coach of the Ravens. If Kevin ends up in Baltimore, is Jim Schwartz his DC? Am I connecting too many dots there?
He's under contract technically for 2026.
What if you made him associate head coach defensive coordinator in Baltimore?
I mean, I guess, I don't know. I'm a little foggy on the, how many different titles you can slap on
for the same responsibilities. Yeah.
For the same responsibilities that allows you to break it, you know,
exactly.
Because like going back to, you know, the question about McDaniel, you know, if you hired Mike and, you know, convinced Jim Schwartz, you know, you could make it work with Jim Schwartz, you know, make him associate head coach here, and keep him on his defensive coordinator. I would love that, but you know, I just don't know. I don't know if it's possible, barring, you know, whoever they hire saying, you know, we like Jim, we understand, but it's my coaching staff, and I, you know, I want to go a different direction. I just can't see a way that Jim ends up in as a defensive coordinator somewhere else without the, certainly not somewhere else in the AFC North.
Chris Easterling joining us. You can read him at the Akron Beacon Journal, joining us on the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright hotline. So I don't know if you have this answer, Chris, but I'm kind of confusing it. Are they doing in-person interviews right now, or is everything at this point just via Zoom?
It is in-person. It's virtual for anybody who's currently employed by another NFL team.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mike McDaniel was in-person. Jim Schwartz and Tommy Rees can be in person because they're internal candidates. Everything else has to be virtual. And then after this weekend, they can get, after this weekend becomes the in-person interviews, which is sort of why they have the time. They have the time why this list can be so long and seemingly all over the places. They have the time to do that due diligence because the NFL requires you to do two in-person second interviews with minority candidates in order to fulfill the Rooney Rule. They have to be external candidates, by the way. They can't be, you know, you can't just talk to two assistant coaches and be on your staff to do it. They have the time, and so next week is when the in-person interviews. And next week is when I think the search, I think you'll start to really get some real clarity on maybe the direction they're going to be going in.
Okay. It's fascinating stuff to me. Do you think if Kevin had been let go, Andrew Berry should have been let go? Or if you kept Andrew, you kept Kevin? Or was there a divide there, Chris, that maybe we didn't know about publicly that finally they just decided it's time to split this thing up?
I don't know if it was a divide there by in terms of you know, inside the building, you know, differences, opinions or whatnot. But I did find it strange because if the one thing you had a problem with the team was, you know, the offense, well, I don't know how you could have looked at the offense and seen, well, what's he supposed to do with this? I mean, the defense had talent. You know, obviously sure. you saw, you know, Miles and Denzel and Grant and you know, Malik and, you know, but it struck me as odd because while Kevin went 8-26 the last 2 years, so did Andrew Berry. But, you know, they apparently had two separate, they were apparently were more separated in terms of in the eyes of Jimmy Haslam and in the within the organization that, you know, one could have the, you know, the results could play out the way they did and it not bring both of them down, that they could view what Andrew did and, you know, Jimmy spelled it out, you know, signed a kicker, you know, traded for Tyson Campbell and obviously the draft class.
But, Malik Collins. Yeah.
Malik Collins. And that be separate to allow him to save his, not just save his job. And in some ways, you know, I think he's even more powerful.
Yeah,
kind of get
an upper hand in a power play. If there was such,
you know,
a thing.
He's a little more powerful because one, he's going to pick the coach. And two, there's no Paul DiBattista there anymore. For whatever, you know, everybody thought of Paul DiBattista outside of the building, Paul DiBattista carried significant weight in that building. Well, he's not there, and Andrew acknowledged they weren't replacing him with somebody else. It was people were going to take on parts of his job, and that included Andrew taking on, I think, a sizable, you know, more power within the organization, at least in that from that standpoint. So, you know, it is a little fascinating, but it just I think it just puts all the more weight on this decision and them having to get it exactly right, which is why, again, going back to the due diligence, you see such a wide cross section of candidates.
Chris, how hell-bent do you think they are on keeping Jim Schwartz as defensive coordinator?
I think they absolutely would love to keep Jim Schwartz as their defense on this in the building because I think they see what he is. He is an absolute difference maker on the coaching staff. There is no doubt that defense, two of the last 3 years, has been one of the NFL's best. It's clear he connects with the most important player in that locker room, or the, you know, their future Hall of Fame defensive end. It's clear he connects with them. It's clear he connects with other key players on that side of the ball. So I think they absolutely, as much as possible, want to keep him in Cleveland for the 26th season.
Your gut tells you the Browns hire either who or what kind of a coach? Yes.
You know what? I'll be honest. I think it has to be. I don't think it has to be, but your struggles are on offense. If you can make it work of you know, make a marriage between whomever you hire and Jim Schwartz work, that to me is the best course of action going forward because, you know, you bring somebody in to help this offense, make this, fix this offense, and you get to keep the best part of, you know, what remains of the coaching staff, which is your, you know, superstar defensive coordinator. So I think that's the direction I would go. Plus, it changes the voice at the top of the room in a way that at the top of the food chain, so to speak, a little bit more than just we're moving the defensive coordinator to the head coaching job, which, it, you know, this, you know, there's a scenario out there where Jim gets the head coaching job. I think you need a different. You can't just move people. You know, deck chairs around. So to speak, on a team that went 8-26 the last 2 years. I think having a new voice at the top is key, and I would hope that would be on the offensive side. Which means they'll go out and hire Jesse Metternut tomorrow.
And there we go. Hey, we appreciate your time today. And you've done a great job being all over this stuff. You can read him at Ohio.com in the Akron Beacon Journal. And you can follow him on X at CEasterlingABJ. Chris, thank you very much, buddy.
Man who knows that sweep left with Bo Jackson. That'll win you anything.
Absolutely.
Darn right.
He's traded to Tim Brown. Thanks a lot.
All right, Chris.
Good man, Chris.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Chris just said offensive guy and from outside of the organization. Let's discuss next. It's Baskin and Phelps. Bennigan's in for Andy. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Dan Bennigan in for Andy Baskin today. I'm Jeff Phelps. Chris Easterling, Beacon Journal, was just with us. And he had a thought on the coaching hire for the Browns that I want to discuss in a second.
And if you happen to miss that interview with Chris Easterling, which was excellent, or anything else that we covered in the first hour of this show, you could use the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app powered by Integrated Restoration, your local experts in water, fire, and storm disaster restoration.
We asked Chris, all right, what's your gut tell you? Ideally, what do you think this team hires at head coach? And he said, offense, offensive-minded coach, find your own guy. Dano, ideally, that's what you said you've wanted. Ideally, that's what I want. I want to find our own Sean McVay.
Right.
Do you have the confidence in them to find that guy? Because it's a roll of the dice, and it's a keep your fingers crossed and hope we found the right guy. And you just hired that guy 6 years ago.
I was just going to say, all right, let's make some people grumpy.
You just hired him 6 years ago.
Was Kevin Stefanski that guy? Do you think Kevin Stefanski was a smart offensive mind when he was here?
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
Now, again.
And I think he was given next to nothing to work with the last 2 years.
Could he have handed the ball to Nick Chubb more? Yes.
Sure.
Were there play calls that you would like back? Would you like less reverses on fourth down?
Every coach does.
We could play all of these games until we're blue in the face, but I do think Kevin Stefanski was a smart-minded head coach. So, and offensive-minded head coach.
And apparently other folks around the NFL do too, because he's getting a lot of interviews.
Part two of that question.
And he should get a job.
Do you think that guy's out there?
Well, see, that's
my problem.
There's the catch. I don't know enough about the offensive intricacies of the NFL,
right,
to know if Grant Udinski, at the age of 30, is ready to become a head coach in the NFL because he's an offensive whiz.
Right.
Especially when he's working for Liam Cohen, who just became a head coach because he was an offensive whiz.
That's the problem that I always
right.
have with all
so
of this.
So you have to trust this organization to find the right guy.
Who's doing what? Because we have no idea who's drawing this stuff up. I mean, is it all Chillhouse? Is it all him in those room in the room?
Well, not
with
when
Sean
you're working
McVay?
For Sean McVay.
Yeah, and how much of it is him coming there and McVay
tweaking? And he's not even the offensive coordinator.
Right. He's just the passing game coordinator. But again, we all know that these titles are,
You're an offensive coach. Go do your thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, to go Game of Thrones on your titles. Like, it's ridiculous how many titles all of these guys have. So, do you trust these guys to find it? They found it once. Now, guy that they found, though, was calling plays.
And, for whatever it's worth, the word was always that Kevin was Paul DePodesta's guy.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever whatever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
That was the word.
And as Chris said, I mean, all of that power is not going to one singular person. It's going to a lot of different places, including Andrew Berry getting it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why a lot of us are just following the dots that are connected all over the place to try to figure out, is there somebody who is connected to the Colts when he was there or connected to the Eagles when he was there? I don't know what that answer is. I put it this way. There is nobody yet outside of Jim Schwartz that I think I would be like a firm no that they have for sure talked to. And the only reason
you
I'm
think
that
Jim Schwartz is a no
for me, I would make Jim Schwartz a no. And it's just due to the fact that I want a different voice in the room. I want different thoughts. I know he got Myles Garrett to play well. If they kept him on as DC, well, it would be fine.
Anybody could get Myles Garrett to play well. Jim, according to Myles, helped him get to the next level.
Right. That is the only person that I think I would bang the table and say no. That I don't think that is... I'd be okay with the hire. I would talk myself into the hire like all of us Browns fans would if they hire somebody off the beaten path or somebody we didn't totally care for. Like, we would all talk ourselves into it. if they turned around and hired Pete Carroll right now, we would all talk ourselves into it and just go, the Raiders were a mess.
Yeah, we'd be hopeful.
He's got Super Bowl rings, and they didn't have a line, and Geno fell off a cliff. And like, we would all talk ourselves into this, like we would with every single one of these guys. But Jim Schwartz is the one that I want a new voice.
I get that too, but I wonder in this situation, can they find the right guy? I
think they can. Does the wide net concern you?
The line?
The wide net. The fact that they're bringing in all of these guys. Would you say they're at 10 right now, according to NFL.com?
Yeah, I think that was the number.
Does that concern you?
It would, except for one thing. It seems to be what most everybody's doing. And everybody seems to be going after all these different guys. Right now, Aiden, is it Dirty from the Seahawks, or is it Dirt? Mike McDaniel, Jesse Minter, Todd Monken, Dan Pitcher from the Bengals, Tommy Rees, Nate Shieldhouse, Jim Schwartz, Grant Yudinski. I mean, two of these guys are kids in the coaching profession.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And can they find the right guy? I hope they can find the right guy. We all hope they can find the right guy. I think it's interesting, and stay tuned. Could another big-time veteran be suddenly popped available? In other words, Mike Tomlin. Steelers last night played the Houston Texans and looked like a team that lacked talent and had an old quarterback. And I say that having said and believed Aaron Rodgers played real well down the stretch. I thought Aaron did a nice job. But Houston's defense exposed that team for a lack of talent on the offensive side of the ball. And it made Aaron Rodgers look 42 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Houston was really good. And I wonder if Pittsburgh makes what I would think would be a surprising move. I won't call it a mistake because we know how things change like crazy. I personally wouldn't fire Mike Tomlin. I personally wouldn't have fired John Harbaugh. I think if you have a guy who has proven he's, you know, Tomlin didn't get stupid. Harbaugh didn't get stupid. They just decided in Baltimore, well, time for a change. But the Steelers have now lost 7 straight playoff games.
Is that crazy to think about?
Dan, think about that.
7 straight wild card. I think it's wild card games as well.
It makes me think this. Mike Tomlin's done a really good job of coaching the you-know-what out of rosters that haven't been what they used to be in Pittsburgh. And then those rosters get exposed when they get to the playoffs. I think Tomlin can coach. I think he's a good coach. Aaron Rodgers apparently walked out of the press conference yesterday when somebody asked him about Tomlin's future. That's it. Goodbye.
I think Mike Tomlin is a really good coach. I know people in Pittsburgh have problems with him because, you know, they've had an offense. Like the Matt Canada hire was a mess. That was a terrible hire.
That didn't work.
That hire should have never happened to begin with. Like it was a mess. The Kenny Pickett situation and the fact that they decided to go Kenny Pickett, I don't know if that was Tomlin or if that was the general manager at the time. I have no idea on that one either, but that turned into a mess. The fact that this offense has been bad for the last, I don't know, 6 years, 7 years, and that they've kind of been in this quarterback wilderness.
Maybe since the latter years of Ben Roethlisberger.
Right, before Matt Canada showed up.
They have one wide receiver, which is one more than the Browns. They have DK Metcalf.
That's true, and Metcalf dropped 2 balls that were just, they were perfectly placed yesterday, and he just biffed them. And I look at Tomlin. And again, I don't know with this stuff, how much are you blaming Tomlin and how much are you blaming the roster construction that's in front of you with the fact that you're in this quarterback wilderness? I mean, you're basically, if you're the Steelers, you're looking at it going, okay, is Aaron Rodgers going to come back? And do I really want 43-year-old Aaron Rodgers to come back? Is that really my answer? I mean, I watched a guy who was getting the ball out in 2 seconds yesterday. I mean, he's done that for a good part of his career, but my goodness, the Texans were so prepared to cover all of the flats and all of the screens and everything else that Aaron Rodgers was throwing. And he didn't want to sit back there and hang in the pocket and try to deliver the ball down the field. Now, is that talent-based? I don't know. Might be, but I think it's also Aaron Rodgers-based. He's wanted to do that for about 4 years. I mean, it took Matt LaFleur like sitting him down and almost yelling at him to get him to actually like want to get under center and run the ball.
Aaron Rodgers had this to say about Mike Tomlin's situation. And I don't know that he said this postgame. It doesn't reference the time frame on this. But this is really interesting because he was asked about Matt LaFleur as well. And he brought him up. He said, Tomlin has had more success than damn near anybody in the league for the last 19, 20 years. More than that, though, and this is vital. He said, more than that, though, Aaron Rodgers saying this, when you have the right guy and the culture is right, you don't think about making a change. I think that's really big. If you have the right guy and the culture is right, you don't think about making a change. Well, Baltimore had the right guy. Mm-hmm. Their culture seemed to be good.
Yeah. Well, now the stuff that you're starting to hear come out, you question that a little bit.
Well, the culture is one thing. Conflicts with one player is another.
Yeah, but if that one player happens to be the two-time MVP.
Well, but the MVP needs to jump on board because there's been a track record of success there. I think that's interesting. Rodgers continued with this. But there's a lot of pressure that comes from the outside, and obviously that sways decisions from time to time. But it's not how I would do things and not how the league used to be. Now things evolve, so we understand that. But if you have the right guy and your culture is right, you don't think about making a change.
You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m., Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7 p.m., and us, Baskin and Phelps, 10 to 2. We're right there, hot on the YouTubes.
Hot on the YouTubes.
Hot on the YouTubes. Every single weekday on our YouTube channel, subscribe for free. Watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan Live and on demand now. Fearless Leader does a really good job as well as getting kind of the best interviews and best moments, throwing those out there for you. Daryl's got all sorts of good stuff out there for all three major teams in town. Check it out, man. It's cool.
Things happen in the NBA. Okay, we'll just throw that out. No reason to overreact here. But last game out...
Is this a Kevin Bacon remain calm all as well?
No.
I think that's what you just gave me.
No. Last game out, the Utah Jazz were home against the Charlotte Hornets. And the Hornets, nobody's juggernaut. And the Jazz lost 150-95. 150-95. They start a road trip last night, and they started in Cleveland.
At what point do we all owe apologies to Joe Dumars for the Derek Queen trade? Because I poked fun at him for that one, and boy, that trade looks better by the hour. Sorry, Joe.
Well, last night the Cavaliers gave up 69 points in the second half and were outscored 69-50 in the second half by the Utah Jazz, who have a record of 14-25. And the Cavaliers lost at home to the woeful Utah Jazz.
Main calm. Woeful. All is well.
Cavs had a 62-54 lead at halftime. They gave up 36 points in the third quarter, 33 points in the fourth quarter. The Cavs guards, starting guards, combined to take 35 shots. Their two big guys combined to take 18 shots. Again, big guys don't have the basketball. They have to get the basketball. And it's just not right now with the Cavaliers. 22-19 is the Cavs record. And Dan, no reason to overreact. Okay, there really isn't. I know a lot of people are freaking out about the Cavs. It matters how they're playing after the All-Star break and going into the playoffs. Hot team can do well. But boy, this just doesn't feel right this year. You know, Max Strus hasn't played yet this year. Is Max that big of a deal that it's throwing all this thing out of whack?
Not to mention you got another month before you can even debate getting him in a rehab program.
Right. You know, DeAndre Hunter was the big move last year. DeAndre's not had the same kind of year this year, not the same kind of impact. You brought him in here to help you on the wing and to score. He took five shots last night. Your bench, to me... I liked the move for Lonzo Ball. I liked the move for Larry Nance Jr. And I remember when they did it, I said, I like those moves as long as they're healthy. Because that's a concern for both of these guys. And Lonzo didn't play last night. Larry Nance didn't play last night.
Both listed under coaches' decisions. So yes. Who knows?
Yes. but they've both been dealing with some things this year. If they were straight coaches' decisions, well, shame on Kenny, because those guys can help you win games. So I'm assuming there was, you know, more to it than that.
Right.
But it's just not right. And I keep going back to, I'm not going to harp on it like crazy. I don't think the two smaller guards are a good fit for this team, and I don't think you're ever going to win a championship playing two guys in the backcourt who are that small. And one of the reasons why, Keontae George, good young backcourt player for the Utah Jazz last night, 32 points, 9 assists, 4 of 8, fouled a bunch. He went to the line 12 times and made them all. It doesn't. I don't think it is huge for your offense to have the two small ball-dominant guards. And Darius doesn't look like he's completely ready to play the best defense of his career right now. You know, that's Donovan's old team. And they got smoked in the second half. By the way, Lauri Markkanen was really good, 28-12.
Yeah, they had a little thing for George Niang as well.
Kevin Love came back.
And Kevin Love
nice
came
reception
back.
For
yeah.
Kevin.
That was nice
back,
to see.
Back from the dead, and he scored 11 points.
They feel like an on-off switch team right now, and that scares me like no tomorrow that this team thinks it has the abilities to have an on-off switch. You know, the Warriors.
Well, and they were down 17 early in the game.
Right.
And then they came back and had the lead at halftime. So there's your on-off switch. Then right. They turned it off again at halftime.
Exactly. They feel like an on-off switch team, and that is a bad recipe when you start getting into the playoffs. Like, you kind of need that. Now, again, it's January. It's not quite like four-alarm fire time or anything like that.
No, it's not.
But you can start to see some tendencies in there that you just don't like. Like Evan Mobley at the free throw line. Did you realize Evan Mobley was shooting like 64% from the free throw line?
Yeah, that's not what you're looking for.
That's terrible, especially coming off of 72.5 the season before. His free throw percentage has gone down to 63.8. Free throw percentages don't go down very often.
Well, you know, I think Evan is the key to the whole thing.
I agree with you completely.
He has to make a step up. Clearly, I think the guards need to get him the ball. They need to share shot distribution a little bit more. But Evan has to play a role in that. He has to be a little more aggressive, I think, offensively. He has Agreed. To make himself more readily available. And then he's got to come through. And his numbers are up. You know, the numbers you look at are up a little bit. But he's been in the league long enough now. It's time to make that move.
The biggest concern that I continue to have with this team is the rebounding. That continues to be the thing that I keep circling, is they continue to just get pushed around a little bit under the basket, and teams know this. And when you've got Evan Mobley, who's the defensive player of the year and has been pretty darn good and is going to find his way probably to another All-NBA team, and you've got Jared Allen down there, who the lone reason that he is there is to guard opposing centers and to pick and roll and grab boards and be a menace around the basket, and these guys aren't grabbing boards, that's a problem. Now, some of that might lay onto the fact that Evan Mobley is now playing way more out on the three-point line than he used to, but it's like, man, you can't get walloped on the boards like that and expect to succeed.
If you're the Cavs, are you thinking anything drastic here? I mean, are you thinking major trade at the deadline? Are you thinking a coaching change, which I think would be ludicrous?
I agree with you completely.
I think that would be silly. I think Kenny Atkinson is a good coach. I thought he was good when they hired him. He showed last year what he can do with this bunch. And, you know, again, Kenny didn't just get stupid.
Right. I don't know what you could do, Jeff. That's the only problem
because,
with this.
Because of the second apron and the limitations.
Second apron. Yeah. So to catch everybody up on that one, if you don't already know this by now, so the Cavaliers are in the second apron. This is a new thing that came in the new collective bargaining agreement to basically prevent the Warriors from just outspending everyone, because that new arena makes them boatloads upon boatloads of money. And so the new second apron, the rules of it are, if you are over it, which the Cavaliers are the only team who are, you can make a trade, but the only way that you can make a trade is it's got to be a one-for-one deal where you get less money back. So you can't just like package a whole bunch of guys together and ship them out and bring somebody else in here who makes the same amount of money. It doesn't work like that. It has to be a one-for-one deal. You also cannot put picks into that deal. You cannot sign.
Not that the Cavs have a lot of picks to put in the deal.
Exactly. You can't really go out and sign anybody either. You have to find your way under it before you're able to do pretty much anything. So the roster you are looking at, unless they can somehow find a way to talk one of these teams into taking a player for, you know, like let's do the Darius Garland one because everybody always points to Darius Garland. So you would have to trade for someone who makes less money than Darius Garland on a one-for-one deal, which is kind of tough to find, is a one-for-one deal for Darius Garland on a team that would make the better where it would make sense for both sides. You know, everybody always wants, oh, you trade him for Giannis. It's like, yeah, the Bucks are not going to go one-for-one Darius Garland for Giannis.
No, that's not going to happen.
It would be very nice. I wish they would. It would make things a lot of fun. It just doesn't work that way.
The Atlanta Hawks just traded Trae Young to the Wizards, and they were looking to just switch things up because they had a lot of money invested in Trae Young, and it wasn't working. This year, when Trae played, they had a record of 2-8. And so that wasn't, you know, what they were looking for. So they busted it up. And that's the type of thing that you see in the NBA where, hey, this isn't working, so we're going to pull the plug on this and change things up. Because of that second apron, I don't think the Cavs are in a position that they can do something like that. They just can't make a trade for the sake of making a trade.
I don't see
that happening.
You're just going to have to find it unless, you know, maybe... Goodness, you find another team who needs to clear some space because they want to do some work in the offseason at the trade deadline and you move Lonzo to them for, you know, a bag of nothing. That would be the way you would have to do it. And it wouldn't even be a bag. It would be a singular nothing. You know, you wouldn't even have to constitute the necessity of a plastic bag. So
funny.
That happens every so often. But you would have to do something like that. Like, that's the problem with where they are is you're, hate to say you're stuck. Because you're not totally stuck, but you're kind of stuck. Your options are not pretty. And so that's where it starts turning into, well, hell, if we can't make a trade, fire the coach. And it's like, well, I don't think that's your answer either. I don't think, you know, as much as, hey, Johnny Bryant is tight with Donovan Mitchell, maybe that's the guy you need to go to. It's like, yeah, Kenny Atkinson isn't a ding-dong. Like, Kenny Atkinson knows what he's doing. He can put an offense together. You brought him in here because you liked your offense. And the offense that he could put forward. I just don't know if you maybe need one of those speeches from your head coach where he's throwing chairs and rattling cages and benching people and doing all that kind of stuff. Maybe that's the answer.
I saw something.
I don't know. No bad ideas in a brainstorm.
Big story written after the Trae Young trade about Trae Young being traded, you know, all-star big time talent, but you know, it didn't obviously work in Atlanta. And a Western Conference executive who went unnamed in this ESPN story, talked about Young's defensive efficiencies. And then he coupled that with the rise in offensive production around the league. And he said that makes it difficult to bet on Young's future value. And then this, as soon as I read this, I thought, well, wait a minute. Could he be talking about the Cavs in the same breath? He said, offense is so easy now. This is an anonymous Western Conference exec. Offense is so easy now. One of the worst teams in the league can still easily put up 115 points in a game. Case in point, last night, Utah, putting up tons of points. It's hard for these small point guards to have real value with how the game is played now. And as soon as I read that, I thought, well, there's Darius Garland. That might not be fair, but that's immediately what I thought. Hard for these small point guards to have real value with how the game is played now. And again, the minute they made the Donovan Mitchell trade, I thought you have two small guards. I don't like that. It's no recipe to win big. Teams haven't done that in the league. You win big in the regular season. That's not what you're talking about. You know, the Pistons had Dumars and Isaiah back in the day. Well, those are two Hall of Fame guys. And hard for two small point guards to have real value with how the game is played now. For these small point guards. So keep that in mind. Cavs getting beat up by the Utah Jazz last night. And all that said, there's plenty of time for the Cavaliers to get it right, to go on a 10-game winning streak, 12-game winning streak, 8-game winning streak, and see where it goes. And if you have it right by the time you get to the playoffs, they're still capable of big things.
1 to 10, how concerned?
Concerned about what? What do you mean?
1 to 10, how concerned are you that this team does not make it out of the first round of the playoffs?
5.
I think I'm about there, too. I was going to say 4.
But you could talk me into 5. How concerned am I that they don't make it to the NBA Finals? 10. I don't think they will. I don't think they will.
That's the problem, is I'm about a 9 on that one.
Hope they do.
I hope they find something.
They've got to change some things.
They need to find something.
And they're not going to be able to do it externally to any great extent.
Especially
you wouldn't think.
In a wide open East.
You wouldn't think. Shall we go to Baltimore next? Shall we?
I've heard worse ideas.
Garrett Downing, Cleveland guy, is the director of social media and the digital host for the Baltimore Ravens. His thoughts on John Harbaugh, Kevin Stefanski, everything else coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
A little bit of news before we go to break. Dolphins are interviewing Kevin Stefanski for the team's head coaching vacancy. So Prime 112, get a table ready for Kevin Stefanski to roll on in.
Nice.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.